always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Don Christian.
And your girl Miss Cole.
And Miss Cole, man, what been going on? We've been away. Last week we had the Super Bowl. Did you get a chance to watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I watched the Super Bowl.
Who were you going for?
The food was good. That's what I enjoy about the Super Bowl. Super Bowl wasn't too exciting for me this year.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of saying too, man. It was a defensive game, you know what I'm saying? So there wasn't really too much electrifying offense going on. You know, they did their thing.
Well, I didn't really care too much about the team.
Okay, so you wasn't a Packers or a Pittsburgh fan.
Not at all.
Who was you going for if you had to root for somebody? Are you Seahawks all the way?
No, because I'm here. I gotta represent for the Seahawks.
Okay, I know you from, you know what I'm saying, Cali somewhere down there, you know what I'm saying? We call it Cali, you know what I'm saying? But hey, man, we got it in. Today we got a great interview going on with who? Chris Searcy. And we're going to get it in on a topic today called V-Day Love. And that's a question mark after that. Is Valentine's Day all about love? We're going to talk about it. We got a few questions that we want people to chime in about. You know what I'm saying? Some of the questions that we're going to be talking about are, does Valentine's Day show your love? Should it be different than any other day in the year? And is love being promoted or is it lust? And we're going to talk about that, man. And we excited to get it in with Chris Searcy. I know Miss Cole did her research this week. Was like, man, hey, what? You was like, make sure you play this song, Doc.
I knew you were going to put me on spot.
Hey, that's what I'm supposed to do. You know
but
what I'm
saying? But you know what? That is my song, though.
What's the song? I mean, we got Chris Searcy on the line. He's going to get it in with us in just a second. Tell him what you feeling already off the bat.
Let me sing it.
Go ahead, sing it. Oh, okay.
But I might be on the next track. You are great.
You are great. Yes. Lord, you are great. And that's what's
that
up,
song.
Man. Hey, and you know we had to get it in with some of the Addicted, the superhero. I'm going to get it in with his homie Trey Harris, the song that they did together called Take Me Away. And you know what we're going to do. We're going to yada the king this thing, man. And if you got some music that we haven't played, that you want us to play, go send it to us. Go to yada.king.com and click music submissions. It's very simple. Just follow the instructions and upload the right things, and we'll get it. Or just send us an email at music@yada.king.com. Speaking of brand new music, I got this brand new joint from my brother K9. He's coming out here, man. He's going to be out here with us. And this song is called I'm Sorry, featuring Cambino and Be Right. So get it right. Let's go. And find out what they talking about, they being sorry about.
Man, I'm sorry, I ain't wrote a word in 6 weeks. But I thought of Cambino when I sent 6 tweets. And that day, dude hit me back. I said, let's do some tracks. And the homie said, sweet. And everybody said yay. But what about the 364 days that I waste when I ain't even spitting, cause nothing's been written and I'm gone without a trace? I'm sorry I don't write, but I'm tired, man. Maybe I'm finished just like Mike. No, not Jordan, not Jackson, not Tyson, Mike Jones, cause I gotta say it twice.
Say it twice.
I mean, I do seek the kingdom, but they don't seek me, they seek ringtones. Then I rap the word nonstop in an album they could cop, but they didn't even bring home. We say we want lawyers and doctors. We raising a whole generation of little flockers, a little walkers. And if we ain't on one or two labels, then you walk past our table and you won't even cop us. Listen to the dog, whining like a baby, man. I ain't get flogged, I ain't get beat down, I ain't get mauled. Nailed to the cross while the mob just applauded. But I know who did, and Jesus the reason that I breathe and I live. Accept apologies that I'm giving. I don't wanna be the man whose talents got hidden. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry for thinking so much about me that I forgot about you. I've been a fool. I'm so sorry for letting all this pain and hurt
my bad.
Keep me from putting in work.
I heard an ounce
ounce of prevention worth a pound of regret. Probably more like work that's way wet. To say in life that I've been a jerk's a safe bet. Apologizing for it all, too much work, I'll save sweat. And just let a little trickle like a sweat gland. And let God's grace cover the rest, man. Can, let's see whatever will I start. Perfection is the goal, I'm falling short forever of the mark. A husband, father, artist, mentor. Days were yay long, got me trying to get an inch more. A perfect balance of it all is what I inch towards. A lovely melody, beautiful as these synth chords. Instead there's discord, I'm trying to please the fans. Believe I'm ticked off when I'm trying to please the fam. Lil bro Jeremy needs some help with how to be a man. And God is jealous, I ain't taking time to read his plan. Swear there ain't enough bars for the cause. To my critics who assisting that I'm writing for applause. To my sisters I don't visit, friends who since I never kick it. Cause I'm trying to mold these verses, attract the souls and speak it. My God, another day that I live and fight. I beg you all to stick with me till I get it right. See, I'm still trying to make some sense of it all. Wanna be artist, welcome to a glimpse of the call. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I think it's so much about me that I forgot about you. I've been a fool. I'm so sorry. Letting all this pain and hurt keep me from putting in work.
Wait just a minute now, let me get a word in. My apologies for not putting that work in. I was too concerned with pleasing people at Virgin. Record execs had my brain wrapped like a turban. Till it unraveled, then crashed and burned. And I hit rock bottom, now I'm in need of a surgeon. But thank God, he's teaching, I'm learning. Thank you fans for not kicking me to the curb and being so patient. Waiting while I tussle with this bone gristle call. It's building my muscle. In the past, I've let pain knock my hustle. Fear had my mouth gridlocked in the muzzle and I sat paralyzed, defeated by the lies. Meanwhile, people needed what I have inside. Well, I'ma let it out now, better late than never. Even if I ain't got it all together, you deserve my best. Can't wait forever, if it's now or never, I choose now. And even if this take doesn't make the mixtape, I gotta get it off of my chest somehow. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. Thinking so much about me that I forgot about you. I've been a fool. I'm so sorry.
Letting all this pain and hurt keep me from putting in work.
Without you, hey.
of Peace Productions presents
Detroit's very own
Only One Way with their hit leading single,
I Get It In.
You gotta get it in like the letter after
I get it in. Consecrate, fast break, worship.
Only One Way, breakthrough.
The CD also includes hits like
Ready for Whatever.
Ready. Breakthrough is a powerful CD for today's generation. You can go pick that up on iTunes.
O1WMusic.com. Breakthrough. Get yours today.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming and downloading,
and one touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Kingdom City Records present
Dre Senior, The Maturation. Available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman.
You think I'm dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com
and iTunes.
I'm proceeding with caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making an effort.
Featuring Tedashi,
Bro,
R. Swift,
One Life,
Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83.
Dre Senior,
November 9th,
The Maturation.
Trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning,
so He can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Someone to a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
Yeah, that was Carmen. Song is called Get Back to Love. And, you know, since, you know, it's V-Day, you know what I'm saying? We're getting it in, and we ain't talking about Veterans Day right now. We're talking about Valentine's Day. Because I know there's a couple of holidays that start with a V, you know, just... And not only is there holidays, there's, like, you know what I'm saying, other things that start with, like, V-Day. But, you know, I just had to clarify. We with the homie Chris Searcy, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we are where? We at Yada Da King Radio getting it in. And, man, this is the time where Miss Cole takes over the show, and you know she's like, oh, she's choking. My bad. You all right, Miss Cole?
Me? You're funny.
So you know how we started off? How we started off?
Testimony.
That's right, testimony. So Chris Searcy, tell us a little bit about your testimony, man. Where God has brought you from, and where He is taking you today.
Yes. Well, first of all, man, I've been in church my whole life. You know, however, my parents were very lenient, man. They just wanted to see their children succeed in life, period. So they weren't strict at all. So coming up, I was like, man, I want to do the R&B. You know, I want to do the R&B thing. So yeah. And my parents being in church, I'm thinking they'd be like, no, we're not doing this, we ain't doing that, you know. However, instead, they were like, man, go for it. You know what I'm saying? Go see what happens, you know. And fortunately, I was able to do the R&B and see their side and their realm of the music game. And I found myself being unhappy with it,
yeah.
You know, because basically everything I was doing was, it wasn't fulfilling anything. It was just all self-righteousness, you know what I'm saying? Me getting all the credit for it and this, that, and the other. No souls being brought to the kingdom or nothing, so... Yeah. I remember when I turned like 17, that's when I really gained my relationship with Christ. You know, sometimes growing up in church, we try to live through our parents' relationship with Christ and, you know, whoever, family members or whatever. But I remember I was 17 and I got my personal relationship with Christ. And I was like, man, Lord, you know what? I'm like, I want to do this music. I want to do it for you. I'm like, however, I want to be able to do it and keep my own identity and have my own sound.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Basically, I don't want to convert to the traditional sound of music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I'm like, God, if I do this, you got to have my back 100%. Now, come on, it's God. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to Him like, man, He's not capable of it. You feel me?
Right.
So, I'm like, you got to let me do me. Let me keep my identity. Whatever. So, make a long story short, I was like, go for it, you know, and then I changed my life, man. I just started seeking after God, man. Before I knew it, he gave me this sound, dude. Like, the sound that I have, man, is just, it's like, it's so different, you know, but it's good, you know what I'm saying? Right. It's unexplainable, because it doesn't fit in any box with the Christian or the gospel music. So I'm just excited, man, that he chose to use me, and I'm just excited that I yielded to the call, bro. Yeah. Because ever since then, I've seen so many lives transform, not only around me, but we get emails, man. We get emails on a daily basis saying, because of your music, man, I didn't do this or I didn't do that. Or because of your music, I gave my heart to God and I decided to live for Christ for real because of you, because of your music, because of you being a modern example of what a young person or a young man should be today in Christ, man. So I'm just excited that I yielded to the call, bro. So that's my testimony.
Man, that's what's up, man. That's a good testimony, man. What are some things that God is building in you today, man, real quick? What are some things that you can see God training you up in right now?
Definitely. You know, the Bible says he used the foolish things to confound the wise or whatever.
That's right.
And basically, God will use your most vulnerable position that you're in. Like, for me, singing is my strongest aspect, you know, so my strongest ability.
Yeah.
But what I've been seeing lately is, and he's using me to speak now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, that ain't me at all. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't do that. Just let me sing, you know what I'm saying? And keep moving.
Right.
But it's now he's showing me, he's giving me his heart, he's giving me his eyes. And on my album, I got a song called Show Me. That song is amazing. It's a worship tune. It's saying, lend me your hand, lend me your heart. Lend me your ears so I know when you're near. So basically, he's just giving me his heart, his eyes, his ears to hear his voice more clearly. And he's just opening my heart up, I guess, and just placing me in a new direction. Like, look, okay, I gave you the voice and your ability to get you in this arena so you can speak to this lost individual or speak to this brokenhearted individual. So now he's just taking me down the speaking path now.
Man, praise God, man. Look, we're going to get it in to one of your first singles that you dropped for this album, which was Addicted, man.
Oh, yeah.
Tell the people a little bit about this joint, Addicted, man.
Man, I wrote Addicted maybe 2 years ago when I was living out in Tampa, Florida. I was at my job. I was working. I was a customer service representative, taking phone calls for this phone company. And I was sitting at work. I had a 10-hour shift. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I had got there. I'm like, in the song, I got a line. I say, but I know it's got to be more. I took a look at my watch, and it's only been half an hour. I wrote that song at my desk the first 30 minutes of the shift. I'm like, God, it's got to be more than life than this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, God, I'm addicted to you, God, so I need you to get me up out of here. You feel me?
Yeah.
For real. And that's where it stemmed from, for real.
No, that's what's up. So look, we gonna hop into the joint, Chris Searcy, called what? Addicted. And we want y'all to check this out on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in. Chris
Searcy. Yeah, yeah.
Let's go. Feels like I'm stuck in a maze, and there's no other way for me to get out of working for minimum wage every single day. I'm trying to get out of here. I took a look at my watch and it's only been half an hour since I took my seat today. And I don't mean to complain, no, but Lord, I just know that you've got better things for me.
So I face my fears, Lord, I hope you see me change.
And I don't care what they say.
Hey!
like I'm locked in a cage and I can't break away. I'm fainting for you, just like an addict that craves and can't withdraw away. I just gotta have more and more. I can't imagine life without you, so please don't ever leave me, leave me. You're the air I need, you just to breathe. Like actors need to stay, like sports need to play. I need more of you.
That was a high price for your crucifixion. The debt's been paid like a cross attention. Live my life so to please.
y'all that King, we had to get Crunk for a second. You know what I'm saying? We got the fresh R&B sound coming in, but we had to lift his name high like the homies Exodus Movement. And if you missed that interview, you missed a lot. You want to go check that out on yada.kingradio.com. Yeah, we're getting it in with Chris Searcy, man. And we're going to talk about, first of all, we're going to talk about a little bit about your music. Miss Cole, you got any questions regarding his music, man? I know you've been downloading that album, checking it out, telling people, you know, about it. What's up?
Go get it.
Go get
it's
it.
Nice.
She said, it's a go getter.
Right. It's a go getter, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Nah. Go get it.
Nah, that's what's up, man. So look, we're going to ask you, why the name Innovation for this brand new album you just dropped?
Man, innovation, basically the definition of innovation basically means things already established, but you just put your twist to it. So basically to make changes to something already established. Now, the word of God is already established. Good news is there, already established. And this just goes back to what we just touched on about the traditional music, you know, and it's changing now. So innovation is basically, look, this my twist, this my two cents, you know what I'm saying, of how we about to get some more souls to the kingdom. So let me have this lane over here, you know what I'm saying, get these souls that's lost and bring them to the kingdom so we can keep building and continue to build, you know. So innovation, we just making a change to something already established. You understand?
Right. Now that's what's up. And he's not talking about changing the word of God. Clarify.
No.
For some cats start throwing stones and bricks and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he did make that clear, man. And yo, so on that topic, man, when did the album drop? Yeah, I know it's a brand new album. And you know, when did it drop?
It dropped January 31st, man. And it was just a relief to me because I've been ready to put this album out for the longest. However, it just wasn't time. It was all in God's timing. And it dropped January 31st, and we've been getting a great response to it so far. I'm just excited about what's happening, what's going to happen, and what hasn't even happened yet, because I know it's so much about to happen. So I'm just chilling while I can, because I know once it take off, I ain't going to be able to rest at all.
No, that's what's up, man. So what would you define the music that you do? Would you say I'm a strictly R&B artist? As your title of your record label, as you were kind of explaining that earlier, you were talking about, hey, I try to keep it, you know, spread out. But what would you define your music, man?
You know what? When you listen to the record, I'm all over the place. I go from worship, I go to R&B, I go to pop. I got a rock song called Victory Chant.
Yeah.
So this is what I like to say. I know it may sound corny to the listeners and the people, but honestly, man, I'm just a vessel, you know what I'm saying, that's willing to be used by God, man. So whatever he put in me, whether he want me to rap, you know what I'm saying, like I did on my one song called
Let's Go Get Him.
I'm singing and I'm rapping on it. Whether he want me to do a country song, whatever. Whatever it is to reach, you know what I'm saying, the lost souls and reach the people, man.
Yeah.
That's what I am. I'm just a vessel, for real.
Oh, that's what's up, man. And is this your first album that you came out with? Have you came out with something before that? What's up?
Oh yeah, well I came out with maybe two before this. However, it was just around the house, you know what I'm saying, locally or whatever, just to see the response I would get, you know what I'm saying, about my music. So this is my first national, international release. Yes. Yeah.
Man, that's what's good, man. So let me ask you this. How long have you been singing?
Oh, wow. I've been singing. Wow. I've been singing forever.
Yeah.
However, I started taking it seriously when I was maybe 14, 15. Started off in a group. And about 14. So started off with a group. And then I just started doing my solo thing, doing R&B then. Start doing the gospel thing. So it's been about 8-9 years.
Wow.
10 years, I'm sorry. I'm old.
Nah, that's what's good. Miss Cole, you got
old,
it.
What does that make you?
Who, me? She said if he's old, what does that make? It makes me 2 years older than the brother. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
That's what it makes me. You know what I'm saying?
But I can definitely hear the excitement in your voice about getting this album finally out. How long did it take, you know, to put this project together, and what was the process like?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It took maybe almost 2 years. It took about 2 years. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I have, like, 2 hard drives full of songs. I got, like, a crazy catalog full of songs. So, I would say, okay, this on the album. Now, listen to it. I'm like, nah, I'll do something new. So, I think that was my biggest hold up and my biggest, my biggest hold up. So, it took maybe 2 years to just finally say, all right, look, this is what we're doing. This is it. Just get it out there. So, about 2 years.
Okay. 2 years, man. That you know, sometimes it takes a little longer when you're trying to really get the creative juices flowing. You know what I'm saying? I know Me and Fulfiller could kind of vouch for that joint. You know what I'm saying? We've been in the lab for a minute. That's all I'm gonna say. And you know, we're trying to get that sound right, man. And I think that's very important, man. But that's right, man. And speaking of your music, man, what? Let me ask you this, man, and this is a serious question. What has been one of the most terrific testimonies that you have received regarding your music when somebody heard it? And, you know, what did they tell you?
Wow, just a few weeks ago, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, we got an email saying basically, man, I heard your song. What's the name of the song? It was off a CD I put out locally. It's like, man, I heard your song, Doorstep, and... dude, my life changed because of that song. And I just want to say thank you for being obedient, you know what I'm saying, to God and putting this out. Because if you didn't reach anybody else, just know that you reached me. And my life has changed and my heart has changed. I'm on the right path toward building a relationship with Jesus. So, man, I'm just all about them souls, you know?
Yeah. Man, that's
real.
Good,
that's,
man.
That's
good. Yeah, those kind of... Let me ask you this too, man. Upon hearing a testimony like that, really, how does that make you feel as an artist, and how does that make you feel as a man of God? That's a twofold question.
Okay. First, you know, as an artist, you get frustrated sometimes, and you be like, man, should I even be doing this music?
Right.
You know, like, God, why is it taking so long, and this, that, and the other. Sometimes you just be like, you had them days where you just like, all right, I quit, I give up. Then when you see that, you like, oh, okay, I am effective. You know what I'm saying? I am. God is using me to reach people. So it just makes you feel more secure in what you're doing to finally know, like, man, okay, you are needed. People are listening to you, and people are coming across you, and lives are being changed because of your ministry, because of your
it kind of fuels you, man, and that's what's up, man. And man, you got some of that music that's gonna fuel. You know what I'm saying? As we was checking it out, you know what I'm saying? There was some songs we was getting our bounce on. There's some songs we had to close our eyes on, and you know, we might start singing out loud. Miss Cole was singing out loud with her headphones at the job. Almost got in trouble. No, I'm just playing, but
I was in the job worshiping.
Yeah, she was going in.
That's right.
And speaking of all that music, man, we want y'all to go check out that joint. Innovation, man. But we're gonna go to one of the songs on the album, and this song is called it's the one featuring Trey Harris, and this song is called Take Me Away. Now, first of all, who is Trey Harris, and then tell us what Take Me Away is all about.
Trey Harris, that's my big brother, basically. He's my god brother, and he's the main reason behind my radio records. Like, he basically made my radio come to life. I remember like 2 years ago, I shared a vision with him. I'm like, man, this is what I want to do, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, but the only problem is I don't have the startup funds for it. He was like, I'm going to do it. I told him, he's like, hey, you go to check, let's do it. I'm like, whoa.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and then, it's crazy, this is the second half of it. Trey Harris, the dude can sing his butt off.
Yeah.
However, he couldn't sing at all before he got saved.
Whoa.
Check this out. Check this out. The Bible says, I give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
Now, his biggest desire was to not only sing, but also play instruments, play the keyboard, piano, all that. So God fulfilled the desire of his heart to sing. And this man is amazing, yo.
Yeah.
Not only can he sing, but he produces music, he plays the piano, and he's just amazing. And we're working on his album now. We're about 7 songs in on his album. We're going to release him maybe in the summer. And this is my big brother. I can keep talking about him. That's my man right there.
Yeah.
My big brother. Yeah. Yes, sir.
So, man, we're going to go in and Take Me Away right here. on Yada That King Radio. Let's get it in.
Cause I Also,
yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SSSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you SSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more.
And more.
At thesouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
The West Coast Fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast. The fattest gospel hip hop.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Yo, that song right there is from the sister. Michelle Benilia, the song is called In Spite. Yo, that was a banging interview as well. Go check that out on Yada.King Radio. We with Chris Searcy, man, and we're going to hop on the topic. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about V-Day, love, you know what I'm saying? You know, and what is your take on Valentine's Day? The main question that we want to ask you real quick, man, is this, is does Valentine's Day show your love for the whole year, man?
It's Valentine's Day. Nah, man. Nah. I think honestly, it's just a day to make money on. Honestly.
Right. So. With that being said, I know it don't show love for the whole year, but do we that are in relationships sometimes put a higher emphasis on Valentine's Day, like you said earlier? If you forget to do something special on Valentine's Day, you might be in the doghouse. Do you feel like...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, definitely, because the media, it's all around you. They pumping it. Valentine's Day coming up. So your significant other's head, I know she like, he better give me something. That's all she think about. Because everybody talking about it. But it's just a day to make money, man, honestly. That's how I feel.
So my next question is, should it be different than any other day in the year?
Well, if I say no, I know I get a lot of disagreements because, like I said, it goes back to the media.
Can I keep it real?
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's been here forever, so I don't think it should, but I personally put emphasis on it to make it special. Due to the fact that it's there and everybody's talking about it, you know?
Yeah. Nah, and I think that's something that we got to make sure that we do is keep it, even though sometimes some might put a lot of emphasis on it, that don't mean that it's wrong to put emphasis on it, right, Miss Cole? I mean, should we put special emphasis on Valentine's Day?
Well, I think it's just kind of how far you really take it.
Okay, well, tell us what you mean by that.
Well, I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a special day. I mean, we have our anniversaries and our birthdays.
Can I get an amen?
Stuff like that. But, I mean, you definitely don't want to take it too far, and you definitely don't want to display, you know, like with Valentine's Day, I think people get a little confused about what love really is.
Right.
I mean, is love giving gifts? You know, is it about what I can get on that day?
Oh, my goodness.
So I think that... you know, it's all about how much emphasis you really put on it and just the truth really behind that. You don't want to lose the truth in what you're emphasizing.
Right. No, that's good. She brought out a lot, man. So, Chris, since in Valentine's Day, it's really about, most of the time, it's about the gifts, right? Right, Miss Cole?
Right.
people,
for the most
yes,
people.
Yes, it is, you know.
So now instead of love, the love day, it's really like another Christmas, but you just got to get something for your, I ain't gonna say significant other, because cats be messing that all up.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your wife or your husband, you know what I'm saying? And you have to be the opposite of those.
Right.
For it to work correctly.
Opposite.
But, you know what I'm saying? That's right. Chris, man, what do you think about that, man? Has it become about the gifts? Is this a day of love or is it a day of the gifts?
Nah,
that's what's up, man. But let me ask you this, man. Real talk. What is something that you feel that, you know, as Valentine's Day keeps on coming, is there a thing that you have when it comes to that day? Because it's just like Christmas, people expecting stuff. So what can your fiance expect in the years to come, man, as you guys get it in on Valentine's Day?
I usually ask like, what you want to do, you know? So it's basically up to her. I'm like, look, this is your day, what you want to do. Let us just say, I just try to try my best to fulfill it, you know, make sure she happy.
That's what's up. So you like, yo, what you want to do?
Right.
But does she say this? What you want to do? And then you meet, you're like, yo, really, though, for real, what you want to do? That happened?
Sweetest day is my day.
Swedish day?
Y'all don't
know
Swedish day?
Nah.
Swedish?
Nah, we from Seattle, man. We don't know what Swedish day is.
The only Swedish thing we know about is the hospital.
No.
Shout out to Swedish.
Yeah.
Sweetie Day. Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Oh no. What day is that?
Nah, I don't know what that is either.
Is that the male?
Is that the next day after Valentine's Day or what? What's up?
It's like the new thing for Halloween.
I'm playing, man. So he said Sweetie Day. I mean, we're going to have to, Chris Searcy's going to have to hook us up.
Is
so
that
we
a
make
Chicago?
Sure we.
Chicago thing?
Yeah, that's right. Is that something in Chicago? Because I haven't heard of that before.
Yeah.
I need a calendar right now, I'm trying to see where that's at.
Yeah, we googling Sweetie Day. You say what?
October 16th.
Okay, so that's what's up.
How come that's not on the calendar?
We're going to find out about that. See, I told you it was a conspiracy. Yeah. See, they knew that if Valentine's Day was only one time a year, you know what I'm saying, then Sweetie Day can't be in there either. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? Men are getting love on Valentine's Day too now.
Now, let me ask you this. For the most part.
What?
We're going to talk about this a little bit later, but for the most part, the only time a young kid, maybe if you're a kid, man, you're getting candy and stuff like that. Mm. You know, because you make your baskets.
Right. Remember that in elementary school?
Yeah, I remember
Ooh.
That. And you know that. All of that was fun. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Chris Searcy was with us, man. And unfortunately, his phone just went out. He might call right back. But yo, we're going to go to his song, Superhero, on Yada Da King Radio. Let's check it out.
If you ever need backup or a protector, I'm always around close by. And if you ever need an answer or some direction, take a look up in the sky. Yeah.
ASAP.
LOD Music, baby.
Spitting this street gospel like only I could do it. We back. I infiltrate the game, stepping through like a T-Rex.
Watch out.
Cross you with the word, put you on the bench. Who's next? Phenomenal, miraculous for the cheese in the club. I serve God with a swagger, so the streets show me love. I'm the El Presidente, you can call me the coach. I pass the titty streets, and these thugs blowing weed smoke. I don't play when I spit, cause God got me on a mission. Now you needin' help, so you need an intervention. They done let this dog out. I'm loose without a muzzle, like a pit train to fight. I'm ready for the rumble, keep it gutter for the street. That's the LOD motto. The movement has began, now it's up to you to follow. The game is cutthroat, whether you spit for God or not. Whether you moving bricks from state to state or standing on the block. It's God who called the shots, and he sent me on this hit. I'm back for the first time, hope you remember this.
You've been waiting patiently, waiting for sop to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for. Been waiting patiently, waiting for sop to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for.
I've made my own lane, and that's why people like me. You can't cookie cut me, so don't you try to bite me. But they still be hating on me, even in the church. Cause Aesop ain't perfect and out of disrepair dirt. But I still roll with hitters, we just hit a different way. I pray for God to give me strength to rep me my debate. Where the youngsters getting hyphy, popping pills and fizzing. This is how it goes down, and this is how they live it. But I'm representing Jesus, still giving you a shot. I'm throwing you a lifeline when the album drops. You can brag about your jewels, your money and your whips. But does that really matter if you land in the ditch? I got dudes that's hungry, AQ is on the track. To supply the heat I need to put me back up on the map. The game need me like a fiend need crack. So I serve you with a dose and I have you coming back.
You've been waiting patiently, waiting for sop to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for. Been waiting patiently, waiting for sop to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for.
I've been absent for a minute, little older, but I'm wiser. I can fall into a trap, but I escape like MacGyver. Some people play theyself when they turn their back on sop. God picked me up, still screaming, Jesus rocks. Jesus Christ the Messiah, healed the sick and raised the dead. So don't give up, keep your head up to my homies in the feds. I'm not a bubblegum rapper, it's reality with truth. My game faces on when I step into the booth. I got to feed my kids, I'm investing buying stocks. Time to give your life to Christ, stop living for the block. I'm giving you the business, put the smack down like Raw. You in a bad predicament like in the movie Saw. I go hard in the paint like Omari Stoudemire. For God I'm in the zone, I can't miss, I'm on fire. I'm running through the middle with a style that is sick. You can brag about your money, but you still shoot bricks.
You've been waiting patiently, waiting for sop to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for. Been waiting patiently, waiting for sop to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for.
Yo, that's somebody from Northern Cali, Aesop. What you've been waiting for? And you know, man, Northern Cali, that's where Miss Cole is from, so we had to just plug it. They trying to get you to come out to Northern Cali, but we got Chris Searcy, man. Chris Searcy, tell the people how they can get a hold of you, where they can get the album at, you know what I'm saying, and what's new coming from Chris Searcy.
Definitely, you can definitely visit my website, ChrisCearcy.com. That's Chris, ChrisCearcy.com. And also, check me out on iTunes, Amazon.com, any online store to pick up my debut album entitled Innovation. I promise you're going to love it. It's going to definitely enrich your lives. I'm ready. Book me. Visit the website, ChrisCearcy.com. Fill out the booking request form and get me to your neck of the woods. I'm ready to come.
That's right. Get him to your hood. Yeah. He's trying to get there. You know what I'm saying? And Chris Searcy, man, is there any last words that you might have for those that are listening right now as they're saying, hey, man, I'm feeling this music. I'm loving this ministry. What's the last words that you got for him?
Definitely. First of all, I just want to say, man, thank you. I count it an honor, man, to be a part of this show. I want to thank you and your team around you, man, for even reaching out to want me to be a part to help me out and help spread the word. So I just, man, I honor you for that, bro. And lastly, man, just go get the music. That's all. I just want to push the music out, help spread the word about Chris Searcy and my ministry, and not about me, but about Jesus. the ultimate leader, the ultimate healer, the ultimate superhero. So go Jesus. That's where I'm at, man.
What's up, man? So, hey, Chris, man, we appreciate you getting it in with us.
Yeah.
What, for real quick, though, how can they follow you on Twitter? How can they follow you on Facebook? You know, because those is vital right now.
Oh, yeah. Twitter.com/CercySang. That's S-E-A-R-C-Y-S-A-N-G. Facebook.com/CercySang. And also check out the YouTube/CercySang as well. Check out all my new videos and everything we've been doing. Just check out everything, man.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. My man Chris got a studio session because he stay busy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Lab.
So he stay in the lab, man. So, yeah, we appreciate you getting it in with us, bro. And, you know what I'm saying, bang out some new tracks, man. And
yes, sir. You already know it, man. And
Chris,
I want to say this, man. What you do, Don, you rap too?
Me and Fulfilla, we got Che, we do a lot. We got Frog, we all do different things in the label, man. I'm actually a producer, artist, do the mixing and mastering, the recording. Fulfilla handle like the graphics, the web design, any kind of, you know, stuff like that you need. I mean, he's the one that did the graphics that you saw, man. And I made sure I told him that you was feeling it, so.
Yeah, that was hot. Real dope, man. Real dope. Well, man, I was gonna say, man, we need to go and get that record, man. Let's go and get it, man. Let me know when you're ready. I stay ready.
What's up? That's what I want to hear. So I might hit you up right in 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
You're funny.
That's what's up, man. So, Chris, man, hey, you have a blessed night, boss. And we gonna look up this Sweetie Day, man. We looking it up as we speak.
Don't talk about that.
Put the foot down, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Nah, that's what's up, man. Hey, Chris, much love, man. God bless you, boss.
God bless you, bro.
All right, like. What y'all laughing about this, Sweetie?
We're
going to find out about this Sweetest Day, you know what I'm saying?
They see me fanning in the back.
Yeah. She's hot right now, you know what I'm saying?
That's because of that coffee.
That's because that Chris Searcy music was fresh, man.
And that workout music.
Yeah, she got her little... She was doing the stepping, you know what I'm saying, as we was playing the songs. And, you know, we said ChrisCearcy.com. Go check his website out, man. Yada Da King Radio, we are here not to just promote ourselves, man, but we are here to promote the kingdom of God and all the people that are working in the kingdom of God, whether it be artists, designers, producers, radio station DJs, hosts. And if you're like, yo, how come you ain't hit me up and interview me? Feel free to give us a call. You know what I'm saying? 425-243-4285 or email us at yadadaking@gmail.com or just go to yadadaking.com and find out how you can get a hold of us, man. And that's what we do, man. We're trying to be here for the genres in gospel, but most likely or mostly the urban gospel genres, so that they can get out there and be able to spread their message, man, because I think it's very much needed, man. And you know, it's hot, as y'all on the live stream watching can see us. Miss Cole is going in. Miss Cole, you all right over there, Miss Cole?
I'm good. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's too much coffee.
Okay, so see, it was a mixture of the coffee, the workout, you know what I'm saying, with Chris Searcy's music, and you know, that's just how it is, man. Oh, we got somebody in the live stream that tuned in with the information about Sweetest Day. Is that cool?
Sweetest Day. Oh,
can tell them about it. What does it say right there, Miss Cole?
Oh, why don't you fill them in?
Come on, Miss Cole. Sweetest Day is an observance celebrated primarily in the Great Lakes region. Now look, this is what I love about the people that come to the live stream. That's professional.
Right.
It didn't say on the West Coast, because we still ain't even heard of it till today. It said Sweetest Day is an observance celebrated primarily in the Great Lakes region.
Great Lakes.
Now, you know, for some of those that don't know what Great Lakes region, she said, and part of the Northeast United States. So it just skipped us. I don't know how that happened. And then it said on the third Saturday in October. Mm-hmm. It is described by retail. Man, she stumped me with that word right there.
Confectioners?
Confectioners
Inc. I don't know.
Yeah, so yes. Look, yo.
It's a Hallmark day.
Yo, so check it out. We going to bring that out here to the blessed West Coast. You know what I'm saying? And we might celebrate that on Yada Night King Radio. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We might. What you think about that, Miss Cole?
I'm going to let you guys have your day.
You going to let us have our day? See?
No, but that's good, though. I've never heard of that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's interesting.
And Lifted was not a she. It's a he. My bad, yo. Oh. I don't know if I was saying she, he. Sometimes I do that. My bad. But right. You know what it is, man. They getting it in with us on live stream. Everybody that is listening, you need to come join us. Ask your questions to the artists. If you got questions, they got answers.
Right.
And we get it in, man. And we have a lot of fun. There's a lot of things that go on in the live stream that if you get the podcast, you did not know about.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's segments that's only for the podcast, and then there's the live stream segment, man, where the artist is really sharing different things. If you had a deep question, they gonna answer that deep question. You know what I'm saying? And so if there's things that you're dealing with, come check it out, man. And yadadaking.com is where it all goes down. And we've been really busy, man. We got a lot of interviews coming up. We already booked all the way up till almost June, man. So we stay busy on them podcasts and them interviews, man, to bring y'all the best, you know what I'm saying, in the
West.
I wasn't gonna say the West, because we on radio now, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm sorry.
If we say best in the West, then the people in the East ain't gonna check us out.
I was just
even though they got the sweetest day, you know what I'm saying?
I was just trying to rhyme.
Oh, okay, you was trying to rhyme.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
Now, but that's what's up, man. Yada That King Radio, we chilling. And this is what I gotta say for all those that's wondering, you know, what's going on. If you want to stay up to date, this is what you need to do. There's a few things that you can do. First, you need to, especially for all those that got that new Verizon iPhone, you need to get that iPhone app, Yada That King Radio app. And not only for the people that got iPhones, but anybody that got an Android, anything
BlackBerry?
That uses Apples. Unfortunately, we're not on Blackberries yet.
Oh, that's probably why I don't have it.
Yeah, unfortunately. Oh. I mean, you put us out there like, Blackberry?
You know,
Blackberry? I'm like, yo, I'm trying to see when we going to get a Blackberry app. But you can get that, you know what I'm saying? And you can stay in up to date, you know what I'm saying? Get the podcast right on your phone.
Stay
quick updates, you know what I'm saying? As soon as the shows come out, you're going to have them. And also, for all those, it's like, hey, how do I hear the podcast? Pick it up on Zoom. And iTunes, just search Yada That King Radio. There's going to be a lot of music. We got some people that are in the live stream that just got hip to the podcast. And they're like, oh, man, I didn't even know y'all did the podcast.
Mm.
So they're like, oh, okay. So that's what you mean. So, man, and Cass is like, yo, this is my favorite joint right now. So if you want to play the songs and keep repeating them, you know, and for all those that are in the live stream, if you want to hear the songs, you got to get that podcast, man. And that's really what's up, man. We chilling. Look, we're going to do this, man. We're going to go to this next song. They know I go on Yada That King Radio, and this song is George Moss, and we gonna go hard. You did on Yada That King Radio.
Let me apologize to the fans that's been waiting in the waiting room. While I was away, I was training in the weight room. Over time, my faith grew. I think I had a breakthrough. But this is stuff that won't be televised on the late news. My A game, I'm on it. I'm learning that my opponent is many different components. I really need to expose it, cause he's killing people every day and they got no clue. But I read the end of the story and we do not lose. This here's a new year. There's so much to do here. Need a couple witnesses. I hope I got a few here, cause I could kick my feet up and just watch it all happen. Honestly, I would be fine if I was not rapping. But evil's on the grind, so I'm gonna be on my grind too. He does a good job hypnotizing us with pop. So with this, I'm telling Satan that I see right through your costume. And I won't stop until Jesus is raining like a monsoon.
And nobody's telling me different. I'm getting in how I'm living. And if you don't see the vision, go home. Cause I'm riding like four tires down the old. Until I retire, I'ma go hard.
Man, I wish I could tell you this was easy.
Go hard, go hard.
But it's not.
Go home, go home.
It's hard work right now.
Yeah,
and I'm so ready.
Yeah. All my life they've been telling me, G, slow down. But the end of this mission is so close now. So I'm up early with the plow to the ground. And I shine like the moon when the sun goes down. That means I'm just reflecting light. I'm not the source when I shine. I'm modern day John the Baptist. Just so happens I rhyme. But seek the truth or you'll find. In chapter 15, 5. That in order to bear fruit, you must connect to the vine. That's why I'm so committed. Don't speak it if I really don't live it. I'll be honest, I struggle with sinning. I ain't perfect, I'm the first to admit it. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff on my plate. Got a lot of big plans, a lot of moves to make. Got a lot of people telling me to take a break. But I can't cause there's so many lives at stake. I'm on the road with the spring, summer, and fall. So when my phone rings, I'm there to answer the call. Though someone has seen me get fatigued, secretly waiting for me to fall. I ain't tired at all, let's get it on.
I go hard, and nobody's telling me different. I'm getting in how I'm living. And if you don't see the vision, go. Cause I'm riding like four tires, down the old wires. Until I retire, I'ma go hard, go hard.
And I realize a lot of people ain't gonna like me right now. It's alright, man, yeah, what I gotta do. See, I'm well aware that I don't share the popular view. But I ain't here to judge, I'm here to tell you the truth. Rather you take it or leave it, that choice is for you. Either way, it's all in vain if you don't put it to use. See, a life of following Christ is not painless. And you ain't gotta be Einstein, but it's not brainless. When I explain this, people claim I'm out of my mind. Why I eat this piece of bread and take a sip of the wine? But if this cup means that I will be rejected and persecuted, I pray that it's taken from me, yet willing to go through it. The truth has been so diluted, society so polluted. Where a noble man is mocked, yeah, this killer will get saluted. Don't take much from me to prove it, especially with this music. But no matter what, I know that it's destined to be disputed. But with more love than Cupid, I'ma grind till it's concluded. Plus, I already promised my mama I'm gonna do it.
I go hard, and nobody's telling me different. I'm getting in how I'm living, and if you don't see the vision, go home. Cause I'm riding like four tires, down the old wires. Until I retire, I'ma go hard.
Yeah, for the past 2 years, I felt like I just been running on a treadmill, but
I'ma go home.
Feels like I'm off the treadmill, yeah, into the races now.
Lift your hands up high, yeah. Now if you know the Lord is worthy, lift your hands up high. You're a servant and you're serving, lift your hands up high. Not ashamed of the gospel, lift your hands up high. Lift your hands up high, lift your hands up high. Now if you really want to please Him, lift your hands up high. And you really know you need Him, lift your hands up high. You don't compromise. Lift your hands up high. Lift your hands up high. Lift your hands up high.
Stick them in the air. No gun on me. Anytime I shine, it's cause the sun on me. No God before him, cause he's the one and only. Uno, separated like Pluto. He made all the planets and everything that you know. I praise him, cause he do it big like sumos. The cross makes me stand tall, Manupo. Christ pushed up daisies, then dude rose. Nice flowers, now I point people to him. Like tower, lifestyle, just do it. Night power, no detention, but he taught sin a lesson when he entered into night hour. That's enough right there to cut the song off and worship right here. Act like you shooting drugs in each of your arms and lift your hands up high. Reach for the Lord, then bow before.
Now if you know the Lord is worthy, lift your hands up high. You're a servant and you're serving, lift your hands up high. Not ashamed of the gospel, lift your hands up high. Lift your hands up high. Lift your hands up high. Now if you really wanna please Him, lift your hands up high. And you really know you need Him, lift your hands up high. You don't compromise, lift your hands up high. Lift your hands up high. Lift your hands up high.
I lift my hands up and I keep my praise on. I gotta do it big. I'm talking
King Kong.
Jesus took my sin, said poof, be gone. I'm defending my faith like cornerbacks in the zone. The gospel is my football. Yeah, I'm gonna kick it. Wipe the dust off my shoulders if you can't get with it. Holy Spirit got me bolder. I ain't staying on my pivot. Man, I'm gliding with the eagles and I'm on my great commission. Jesus died and he rose. He
is risen. Yeah, the showing what you claim. People perish without a vision. Need to be a pistol whose life is really written and read among men with no contradictions. So I'm standing on the word at my house, at the church, even on the street curb. Hear the word in my heart to take action just like a verb. Holy Ghost spitter, let it burn.
Now if you know the Lord is worthy,
if your hands up,
you're a servant and you're serving.
If your hands up,
not ashamed of the gospel.
If your hands up, if your hands up, if your hands up.
Now if you really want to please him,
if your hands up,
and you really know you need him.
If your hands up,
you don't compromise.
If your hands up, if your hands up, if your hands up.
We worldwide on this, we got our hands up. Obedient unto death, we gon' stand up. Surrender all nothing left, we got our hands up. You owe God some praise, then get your hands up.
Hands up.
Hey, then get your hands up.
Hands up.
Hey, then get your hands up.
Hands up.
Hey, then get your hands up.
Hands up.
Now if you know the Lord is worthy,
if your hands up,
you're a servant and you're serving.
If your hands up,
not ashamed of the gospel.
If your hands up, if your hands up, if your hands up.
Now if you really wanna please him,
if your hands up,
and you really know you need him.
If your hands up,
you don't compromise.
If your hands up, if your hands up, if your hands up.
Right. Yo, Get Right RH is the name of the artist. The songs is called Hands Up High, and we keep them up high because we Yada the King, man, and we praise with our hands lifted high because that's what Yada actually means. You know what I'm saying? Yada the King, man. We got to praise, and we always keep it unique. And yo, Miss Cole, we're going to talk about this topic, man. We're going to talk about this topic. You actually said something earlier that I think was really profound. Can you say that again? Do you remember what you said?
Why don't you refresh my memory? Because I said a few things.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it like there was only one thing that you said.
No.
But, you know what I'm saying? You were talking about Valentine's Day while we was with Chris Searcy, and you said, I can't remember what you said, but I remember.
Is this something about emphasizing? What's the word?
Emphasizing?
Yeah.
It was on among those lines. Mm-hmm. Emphasizing the day, Valentine's Day. You said it really depends on how much of an emphasis you put on this day. Mm-hmm. So speaking of Valentine's Day, some of the questions that we had were, is love being promoted or is lust being promoted on Valentine's Day right now?
That's a good question.
So I'm asking you, what do you think?
I think that sometimes it can go to the extreme, and I do think that lust is definitely a factor in there.
That's good. So, how do we, as Christians, you know what I'm saying, still have Valentine's Day? I'm not telling people to boycott Valentine's Day.
No.
Matter of fact, actually, let me keep it real. Before I came here, me and the wife, we had a discussion about Valentine's Day, right?
Mm.
Now, she works on Valentine's Day. And she was like, yo, Keith, you can't work on Valentine's Day.
I was thinking the same thing.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
I was going to ask after the radio. I was going to ask after the radio show.
Okay, so yeah. So now we see where it's going down. Like, and you know, since we self-employed, you know what I'm saying, doing this kingdom business, kingdom grind, you know what I'm saying?
Mondays
is the day we get it in.
You guys grind hard.
So I was like, hey, babe, we can go out and, you know what I'm saying, have some ice cream, you know, chill out for a little bit. But after that, I got to get to work. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, she didn't say nothing for a while. And look, let me say this. When my wife don't say something, there's a problem. You know what I'm saying? And when I don't say something, there's a problem. So, you know, it was kind of quiet. You know what I'm saying? The basketball game was done, and I was like, babe, why are you tripping about that?
She went silent.
Yeah, she went silent, man. And, you know, I was like, okay, man, this is a special day for the media. But I said, babe, I show you love all the time.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's what I told her. What do you think? What do you think I should have did in this situation, Miss Cole?
Well, I'm just wondering.
She's over there.
So that was your response, huh?
No, that was my response because last week, see, this is what happens. See, her birthday is a few days before Valentine's Day.
It is.
So on her birthday, I didn't work. I was like, man, we're going to get it in. I'm going to chill out. So when Valentine's Day come, I was like, okay, well, you know, we can still go out and do something. Mm-hmm. But after that, I still got work to do. I mean, when the day is still done, when the day is over, I still got to get some work done. Right. Ms. Cole, what you think about that? I mean, you know.
I think that there is a expectation of, you know, special time being spent with your other loved one. I'm just going to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I think as women, I think there is an expectancy of, you know, having that time with their loved one.
Okay, time out. Now, see, you said something earlier that it wasn't a female-dominated holiday.
Well, I think...
Dominated holiday. But no, you just said...
No, I think men get love on Valentine's Day, too.
But the way you explained it was like...
But you see the mindset of Valentine's
right,
Day, though.
Right,
I mean, the difference between what I think about it and what you think about it. A male and a female, they're...
That's
they're
right. Positive. Our perspectives are different.
Exactly.
Right. And that's what I'm just trying to get to.
But it doesn't mean that men don't get love on Valentine's Day. I definitely, you know...
I don't get chocolate.
Did you want chocolate?
No, I'm just playing, you know. I think it's very important that we do show love. I think on Valentine's Day, if somebody doesn't do something, and if it's the man, he's gets looked at a lot different than if it was a woman. And I see some head nodding and everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my opinion on it. Do I feel like love is being promoted or lust? You know what I'm saying? I think it is most of the time lust. Because anything that the media promotes is a lust thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They want you to go get something. So if you don't go get something, what happens is, oh man, you're not really hip to the holiday. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Or you're not doing that. And you know, there's a lot of different things that go on Valentine's Day. But you know what I'm saying? It's really something that we got to make sure that we as Christians still can show love to our spouses.
Right.
You know, we still should show love to our spouses, and love is not all about the candy and all that, but just really being about what true love is. Mm-hmm. As Chris Searcy came on, he was talking about some of the marriage counseling things that he was going through. He was talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 13. That's what our love should be based on. Love is patient. Love is kind.
Mm-hmm.
It's not puffed up. It's not proud. You know what I'm saying? It bears all things. It hopes all things. It endureth all things. Love never fails, man. And that's what it has to be about for us as it comes to Valentine's Day. So, man, look. Yo, show real love on Valentine's Day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't get some candies, don't trip. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Ladies, if your husband or your boyfriend or, you know what I'm saying, don't get you something, don't trip. What you think, Ms. Tom? See how she was? She paused, yo. She was like,
No, because I was looking at your face.
Nah, that's what's up. And we had a couple of people that chimed in on it. You know what I'm saying? D. White, he said, Valentine's Day is a valid holiday and love should be shown every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Actually, he said that was Lifted and D. White's spiel on it, man. And they actually going in on the live stream. Well, actually, they moving pretty fast, man. So,
yeah.
For the most part, Lifted said, so in society, it is a holiday mostly viewed for the women. What you think about that, Ms. Cole, as we get ready to close?
I do agree with that.
Okay. So,
but I have to say that men get love on that day, too. You guys aren't completely excluded.
She is constantly trying to say that, though.
No, because...
So, let me ask you this. Is there something that you got for Fulfiller?
Maybe.
Okay, it's a surprise the way that y'all do.
I show him love on Valentine's Day.
Okay, that's good. No,
I do.
And that's why I'm saying, like, for the most part.
But for me, it's not. I mean, I think everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
I do love chocolate. I do love flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily need it or need to get it on Valentine's Day. I mean, you know, sporadically throughout the year, I'm okay with that. But I mean, the time spent, you know, I mean, especially if it's so easy to get caught up in your own world. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, sometimes the emphasis on Valentine's Day can be turned around, especially with the media and society wanting you to buy stuff. But I think it also kind of brings people back to, you know, their relationship and reminds them, you know, take a day out for themselves. So I'm kind of with, you know, your wife on that, you know. No working on B-Day. Let's spend some time.
Hey, fulfilling might get in trouble then. Nah, I'll just playing. So check it out. Look, this is what we're doing. Hey, we got some more people that actually said some things. D.Y. said, this needs to happen more than once a year. Right. For real. And then Lifted said, all the commercials you see on Valentine's is generated towards women. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, these cats is chiming in. What you think, Miss Cole? What you think? I mean, he's kind of... He's kind of hitting you right there.
It is true. But, I mean...
But I know what she's going to say. Men get love, too. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's true. But, I mean, you know, because they're trying to sell the roses and the flowers and the chocolates. That's not something that, you know, you guys are into.
That's right.
I mean, if you walked in the house and saw a bouquet of roses...
You're like, get that out of here. What? Look, what happened?
With a heart.
What happened? You know what I'm saying? So... Hey, we about to get out of here. I'm your boy, Don Christian.
And your girl, Miss Cole.
And we, Yada, the king. Let's get out.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I Yada da, king. Shabak da, king. I Yada da, king. I Yada da, king. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we Yada da, king. Shabak da, king. We Yada da, king. We Yada da, king. I always gotta keep
it ready. Yada the King Radio, banging music, uplifting Christ and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community. Go to yadadaking.com and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom and stream from the Yada the King mobile app. We Yada the King.